This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. The measles outbreak in West Texas continues to ramp up.
Texas now with 422 confirmed cases of measles. That's up from 327 last week. 417 unvaccinated or unknown status. 310 under the age of 17. One fatality. Dr. Lara Johnson's the chief medical officer at Covenant Health in Lubbock, the front lines of the Texas outbreak.
We have generally between 2 and 4 patients in the hospital each day with measles.
Her hospitals have begun administering early measles vaccines to infants as young as 6 months old. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Doctors are warning that colon cancer is becoming an increasing threat to younger Americans.
Colon cancer is now the leading cause of cancer deaths in men under the age of 50, the second for women in that age group. And
by 2030, it is estimated that it will be the leading cause of cancer deaths in those who are under the age of 50.
Dr. Rachel Lisaka in an interview from University of Washington Medicine. She says the trend is being seen in parts of the world that tend to have more Western diets. So she suggests eating more plant-based foods, increasing fiber, decreasing tobacco and alcohol use, and get a cancer screening. When caught early, she says the 5-year survival rate with colon cancer is 90%. Heather Bosch, CBS News, Seattle.
A big new study suggests taking statins can lower your risk of dementia.
The study in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry found people with low levels of so-called bad cholesterol had a 26% lower risk of developing dementia, including its most common form, Alzheimer's. And taking statins reduced that risk even more.
Eventually, this will translate into changes in practice.
Neurologist Tara Spires-Jones suggesting doctors may start prescribing statins protectively as a result. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Is intermittent fasting effective for people trying to lose weight?
Intermittent fasting can lead to greater weight loss than just cutting calories. A study by the University of Colorado found that people who tried a type of intermittent fasting called 4-3 fasting lost 7.6% of their body weight on average in a year, compared with 5% for people who cut their daily calories. In 4-3 fasting, you eat normally for 4 days, then eat only 500 calories for 3 days.
Could hormonal contraceptives taken after giving birth increase a woman's chance of the baby blues?
A new study in Denmark has found that women who take hormonal contraceptives within the first year after giving birth experience a higher rate of postpartum depression.
Those who started earlier after giving birth, at least on the combined oral contraceptives, had a higher risk than those who were starting later on.
Dr. Soren Winter Larsen of Copenhagen University Hospital says the research couldn't definitively show the contraceptives actually caused the depression in new mothers. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
A Long Island man has a second chance at life after successfully receiving a triple transplant.
47-year-old Sergio Arias Estoni had to stop working at his Long Island factory when his 3 organs began failing, spending months at Northwell Hospitals waiting and hoping.
When I started this process for the transplant in November the last year, I just can't walk a couple of blocks.
Now he walks 30 minutes a day. His regimen of dozens of daily pills will be scaled back. There has been no organ rejection. Jennifer McLogan, CBS News, New York.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.